Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios. Edmore's is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
We always love talking to Sam Madison.
Oh, yes. That's my man.
Never a disappointment.
No fly zone.
Yeah.
On the field relationship and off the field relationship.
He had lots of interceptions.
And 38, and together we had 39 or something like that.
There was a list in the Sun Sentinel last week. We talked about this. The best linebackers in Miami Dolphins history. And Channing Crowder, what were you, number 8 or number 7?
Number 8.
And all I said to Falero was, out of the 10 linebackers listed, what's the total number of interceptions between the 10?
It was 97.
It was 97?
Yeah. Overall, with all of us.
With all of you.
Ballin'.
You had one.
Ballin'.
So it was a little over 1%.
Ballin'.
Of the people on that list. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Sam Madison, legendary Miami Dolphin. I mean, what you and Channing used to do back there, woo!
Oh. It was amazing, man. Y'all saw the picture. That avatar, I kept that avatar up for what, Channing, probably about 7-8 months, huh?
Sam, you got it, Sam. Get this one, I get the next one.
Absolutely.
That's how good we were.
Is that how it worked? You get this one, I'll get the next one?
Uh-huh, because guess what? I told him, you take all the tackles.
I'm going to hold him up. Y'all come quick.
Now, before we talk Dolphins, I got to get the important stuff out of the way here, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
We had Marlins first baseman Justin Bour on with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's a big fella, likes his donuts. Would you agree that the worst type of donut is a jelly donut?
No, I can't agree with that.
Really?
No.
Well, according to Sam Madison, what is the worst type of donut?
The powdered ones.
Wow. Okay.
Back to back.
Yeah. That's crazy. So you don't like the powdered donuts. Why? Too messy?
Yeah, it gets everywhere. You know, and then, you know, the strawberry feel or the jelly feel. Oh, man, that's the best.
You like the jelly filled?
Yeah.
What?
Look at there.
I mean, when the receiver zigs, Sam zags.
You're talking to a sweet tooth guy.
So. I did not know that. So you actually would order a jelly donut?
Yes, before I would order a powdered donut. Correct.
Would you order it over a chocolate, vanilla, or Boston cream donut?
Yes, because chocolate and all that other stuff on top, I don't like it. So I'd rather have the glazed donut with the filling in the middle.
You don't like frosting?
No.
You don't like frosting?
I go to a party, I take all the frosting off, and I just eat the cake.
You eat the cake without the frosting?
Yeah.
No one eats the cake without the frosting. People eat the frosting without the cake.
No, man. No, man.
Actually,
you got to keep this petite frame in shape.
The paper under a cupcake is to take off and wipe the frosting off.
I mean, this is
insanity.
That's what it's made
for. That's what it's made for.
This is insanity.
Absolutely, Chad. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, man. Get that all that sweet nasty off of my cake.
You just said you had a sweet tooth, though, and you don't like the sweetest part of the cake, Sam. Sam.
It has to be the cake has to be really, really good.
And you upset him.
I'm upset. I don't think I upset him.
No.
We talked about this yesterday. I got to thank Mojo.
Like you, I can make a party out of anything, baby.
That's it.
I got to thank Mojo Donuts because we talked about this yesterday with Justin Bohr, and Mojo Donuts in Pembroke Pines, they left a dozen donuts for me and Channing, and it even says on the box, no jelly. Because we, you know, Justin Bohr was our arbiter. He said the jelly donut is the worst donut. And so Mojo Donuts, I tweeted out a picture. Thank you for bringing us what you brought us because these things are
ridiculous. Well, I'm
about ridiculous.
To slide by Mojo and see if they got some really good jelly donuts and dispute this.
I would imagine that they have any donut that they have is great. But they kept the jelly ones away from me because I thought it was kind of a given that people don't like jelly donuts.
No, man.
The donut holes, though. The middle, the little round donut holes, what are they called?
Munchkins.
Yeah. You use them sexually like Hansel and Gretel. You leave little munchkins through the house and make your wife find you in the house with the donut holes.
What does it have to do with Hansel and Gretel?
Who wouldn't Hansel and Gretel leave the crumbs?
Well, I don't know. What the hell's going on here?
Don't question my story if you don't know the story.
I don't understand. Hansel and Gretel was not a sex story.
Something like that. They were trying to find the grandma.
I think she was the old woman in the shoe.
Well, she knew what was going on.
All right.
She had experience. Sam, a little experience, that never hurt nobody.
All right. Thank you for breaking down the Dolphins with us, Sam. No, Sam Madison is with us, legendary Miami Dolphin. I'm just thrown from the jelly donut thing and the no frosting thing. Who's heard of a person?
The only cake I eat is chocolate cake and... rest in peace, my grandma's strawberry shortcake. So I've still been trying to find a really, really good strawberry shortcake because, you know, you can go some places and they'll give you the top of a bun. I don't want that.
Sam was spoiled. He's spoiled, man.
What about cheesecake? You like cheesecake?
No.
No cheesecake?
No cheesecake.
All right. Well, learning some interesting stuff here about Sam Madison. So we were talking yesterday about Jarvis Landry. This is originally why we had Falero reach out to you. Jarvis Landry, the Dolphins can have his services for the next 2 years without even blinking an eye. They don't have to do anything.
Yes.
And Omar Kelly had written something in the Sun Sentinel saying, hey, this guy deserves a fair market value. And we were having the conversation yesterday. Does he warrant a long-term contract right now? Like, have you seen enough? And then, as we were talking about it, Randall Hill, former Hurricane, he got all hot and bothered by Crowder's take that he shouldn't get anything. He called in, and so I said, well, let's talk with Sam. Jarvis Landry means what to the Dolphins, Sam?
He means a lot on the offensive side. I mean, when you talk about before Jay Ajayi, you know, with just his running style, he was the enforcer. You know, you talk about guys on the defensive side, you always can have that one big hitter in the secondary and the linebacker that, you know, that's pretty much going to take anybody out that's coming across or a nasty defensive lineman. You can follow that. But for on the offensive side, Jarvis Landry definitely is the pace setter of that offense. When he gets the ball, he is trying to de-cleat defenders. He's not afraid to go across the middle. But just like I told you guys in the past, you know, for whoever is at the tight end spot or in the slot position, you need to be able to go in there and make home run plays because 9 times out of 10, you're getting the third best corner, or then you're going to be playing against a guy for the safety that's coming in that really is a hammer, and they're just trying to find somebody in there to plug up different holes in the run game and could hopefully potentially be one-on-one with your slot player. That's why you see the turnover of slot players in the NFL. You know, every single year somebody's in there different, not only for your Miami Dolphins, but, you know, other teams as well, because you're going to have somebody in there that's sure-handed, that can make you miss and come up with big plays. So, you know, with Jarvis Landry having 2 more years on this contract and, you know, and you're looking at the Dolphins trying to continue to build this roster, you know, should he have a fair market deal? Yes, but yet still, there's a lot of the holes that this football team is trying to fill right now, and I really think that they're going to see if he explodes and have an explosive year for as touchdowns, getting in the end zone. That's what these wide receivers now, for as corners, they're based on interception to touchdown ratio. How about let's transition to wide receivers for as reception to touchdown ratio? And I think this football team want to see Jarvis get in the end zone, be a little bit more disciplined or as when you talk about that excessive aggression that he plays with and putting guys putting his team in negative position, they want to see him grow up before they give him that fair market or big time contract. I think they're going to sit and they're going to see what he does between the first half of this season.
And Sam, yesterday the argument against me was I was saying don't pay him, Sam. You signed a four-year deal. We have that option of giving you a franchise for a fifth year. You're amazing. You went to the Pro Bowl this year. And, Sam, it sounded like I don't like Jarvis. I love Jarvis. I love his passion. I love his nastiness. What you were talking about, man, he'll go try to knock a linebacker's head off. I haven't seen a guy like Jarvis on the Dolphins in a long time. But why would you pay a player just to pay him early? Like, I don't understand the concept of this guy's the heart and soul of the offense. Okay, and he earned that. And in his rookie deal, he can be the heart and soul. We'll give him money once we have to give him some money.
And then, you know, the other part is, you know, what happened to, we always talk about, you know, just shut up and just go play, and, you know, you will get rewarded for that. I mean, there's a lot of players that don't really, you know, talk about it, don't take it public, and they show up, they do everything right, and then they get rewarded. You know, so you signed the contract, and even so, like you said, Channing, I mean, we got a guy that's getting ready to go into the Hall of Fame this year, and guess what? He had to play under the franchise tag. And, you know, it was a situation to where you come in, you handle your business, then you'll get that big-time contract. And, you know, it's unfortunate because he is a really, really good player. And you never want to be placed in that situation, but, you know, that's the way that the numbers fall going in the second round and the way that these, you know, contracts are built, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm with you, Channing. I mean, why do you have to pay a player just because when you still have an opportunity, you know, to get a couple more? And don't get me wrong. Obviously, I think he should be a Miami Dolphins for a very long time. And one of the things, you know, me looking back over the course of NFL, you know, winning seasons for as any team, you need to have multiple players that come from a draft and hopefully they stay together for a couple of years. And we're finally, hopefully we're getting into that situation where we are able to have guys around here for long number of years that's coming from the same class. And now you can just fill in the pieces as you go. But still, I believe the Dolphins are going to sit here. They want to see Jarvis. You know, we know that he's vocal, but I think there are some other things that they want to see from him for as becoming a complete wide receiver before they give him that big-time contract.
Sam Madison is with us. The reason that you'd give him the contract, which is the argument I was making yesterday, is not because you want to be nice and pay him early or jump the gun, is you want to lock him up for the next four or five seasons. If you think he's special enough, rather than risking him playing another season, he has a breakout season next season, he's got more touchdowns than he ever has, and then he's just 1 year away from being a complete free agent and maybe gets that little taste and says to himself, you know what, I don't want to sign anything anymore. I want to test free agency. Maybe I'll be the highest paid receiver in the history of the NFL. And so if you think he's special enough, you could lock him up right now for the next four or five seasons.
Like you're saying, the next four or five seasons, and anything can happen in the third season where you talk about four or five seasons, you already have him locked up for two. You just have to add a couple more to come up with that four. So, you know, for the Dolphins, you know, they're in a situation where it's still a passing league. You know, there are a lot of other, you know, other pieces to a puzzle that's out there that could potentially come to your favor. But right now, I think just because of the way that this football team is being structured and the way that we have it going so far, they have an opportunity to keep some money into their vault and hopefully be able to make another splash somewhere else. When you have a guy locked up for 2 years, why spend extra money when you really have to, when you're still going to have an opportunity down the road? Still, when you look at here at the Miami Dolphins, I mean, one of the most intriguing and one of the things that really bring a lot of people down here is South Florida. I mean, we can sit here and say it, and we always want the hometown discount, this, that, and the other, but, you know, this is a beautiful place. It's always 80 degrees all year long, and Dolphins, they're going to use that to their advantage. And, you know, some people bite on it, some people don't. And if not, you know, they will continue to move forward and hopefully build a roster that they have people that buy into the system and believe in the way that the system has to work for them to get to the ultimate goal, and that's winning a whole lot of football games.
9 days away, Sam.
Ooh.
9 days. How excited are you for the upcoming Dolphins season?
I'm really, really excited. You know, Channy and I, we sitting here, we're twiddling our thumbs, you know, watching all other teams. But those guys around the National Football League, they're right here like, how did it come so fast?
Well, I remember these last week, Sam.
What do I do for the next 7 days? And you know those last two, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. You're trying to get your mind right and to go to camp. But these next seven, you're sitting here, I need to get this in before I have to do this. And then I still have to run and be in shape. They're trying to get all of that little running around and get their ins and out in before that time comes, because a lot of these guys, they want have another opportunity, you know, to spend with family, give up those sacrifices. You know, they're going to miss a couple of holidays in there, but this is what it all boils down to, and this is what they signed up for. And a lot of guys are on edge right now because they're having opportunities to fight for a job. Some guys are hopefully trying to get jobs from somebody else and really just trying to see if they're going to make a 53-man roster and be a part of an NFL team for the 2017-18 season.
Sam, I think you said it perfect, trying to get those ins and outs in. You know, we just got to
You're talking about routes?
Yeah. Just the in cut, the out cut. Just figuring that out. But no,
because I've never seen you get that excited about a route before.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I had a couple small parties. eight to ten people. You know, just a little limited
like
party.
Final week party.
Yeah, just a little tight gathering. You know, chicken wings, beer.
No frosting.
Ow! I love Sam, you're going to Canton, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to be in Canton. You know, that's my classmate, class of 97. Been through a lot, so I definitely will go and spend that time with him. You know, we've been together over the last couple of weeks, you know, over here coaching with his kids, and he's getting his body in shape, man. I really must say, man, we've been hitting the weights pretty hard, so I want him to look good when he's up on that stage.
Yeah, his head's too big, though. Is his shoulder spreading out?
We always talked about that. That's why I'm going to throw his nickname out there. You know, he'd probably be mad, but, you know.
He got O.J. Simpson head.
Yeah, I call him Hedrick.
Hedrick Douglas.
Jason Taylor, you call Hedrick?
Yeah, man.
I called him Skeletor when we played.
That is a great nickname, Hedrick.
Sam, while we're in Canton, we can talk to the people and try to, you know, maybe get paperwork rolling early, figure out the hotels for our people.
Because you guys are going to go in as a tandem, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
you and
no
Sam.
Fly zone, yeah. 38 interceptions.
Absolutely. You know, whoever bus goes up there first, mine or Channing, then the other ones just have a little side mantle piece sticking out from the side.
There you go, Sam. We got to work on my side mantle because you retired before me, so you're probably going first, you know.
They've just talked about Channing as a bust before, but I don't think it's the kind of bust you're talking about.
Would they let me do mine smiling, do my bust smiling?
Well,
because that would scare folks out if they see these teeth.
No, yeah, man, you can smile. Absolutely.
Okay. Hedrick.
It's just they may have to put two of the bust together to come up with the smile.
I'll be the only guy wearing a mouthpiece in my picture. Oh, crowd, we're going to get you a mouthpiece in yours, you know. That's when you're at your best.
We have standards, as you know.
We're going to leave your helmet on. Can I get a bus with my helmet? I love the Dolphins.
We got to get the Frankenstein hit.
So both of you are going up for Jason Taylor's Hall of Fame induction. I'm guessing a lot of Dolphins are, right? I'm guessing that Zach is going to be going and...
I know there's a fleet. I've talked to about 15, 20 guys that are going. Yeah, right. And then JT's throwing a little party afterwards. It's going to be nice. I'm going to have me a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
No cake with frosting, though, right? Not for Sam.
No.
I need men. Our cake's made of beer. A beer cake.
Sam Madison. Looking forward to talking to you a lot during Dolphin season, Sam. We always enjoy it.
Yeah, man. 9 days, man. Can't wait for it. And I know the fans and everybody is excited for it. And looking for Coach Gates to really put the pedal to the metal. But, you know, that It's not going to be easy, but everybody's looking forward to it. And it's going to be exciting, I think.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Sam Madison, legendary Miami Dolphin.
Whew.
Got to take some pictures of you guys up at Jason Taylor's Hall of Fame induction.
The good old days. Me and Sam playing at a Pro Bowl level. Sam playing at a Pro Bowl level.
You playing?
I was out there.
You were out there.
52.
You were out there.
Killer.
It is summertime. Dolphin season is almost here. People are working out harder. I don't know about the players that have to come back, though. I don't know if they're working out harder this week because
they're working.
Like, not working out, though.
They're working.
They're working. Well, if you're working out hard, I love telling you about Body Armor. Body Armor is a premium sports drink that provides superior hydration, and it's packed with electrolytes and coconut water and vitamins. My workout is generally bike riding. That's my workout. But maybe you hit the weights in the gym. Maybe you go swimming. Maybe you play tennis. Whatever it is that you do, you work up a sweat, work out a little bit. You got to make sure that you drink Body Armor to keep hydrated and replenished and refreshed. Body Armor, it's a better for you hydration option than traditional sports drinks. Why? Well, it's got more electrolytes, it's higher in vitamins and potassium, it's lower in sodium, it contains coconut water. You know, the other sports drinks, they're high in sodium, they're low in potassium, they've got artificial flavors and colors. Body Armor is available in 9 great tasting flavors. I personally, there's 3 that I absolutely love: cherry berry, watermelon strawberry, and peach mango, but they've got 9 great tasting flavors. And Body Armor has just introduced Body Armor Light, which has all the same nutrients as Body Armor, contains no artificial flavors, and is naturally sweetened with just 20 calories per serving. So you got to add Body Armor to your routine. Anyone that you know that's working out hard this summer, tell them to add Body Armor to the routine because you will feel the difference. Body Armor, it's available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I have some stuff that was just emailed to me from Bovada. Just hot off the presses. Odds hot off the presses. NFL odds. Player to record the most passing yards in the 2017 season.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is 8-1. There are plenty of quarterbacks ahead of him, according to Bovada.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. 16-1.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is the favorite. 3-1. 3-1. Drew Brees, 3-1. Tom Brady, 6-1.
Why are we always waiting for Tom Brady to fall off? And Drew Brees is older than him. We don't say nothing about him.
Because he doesn't win championships.
But he throws the most passing yards every single year in the NFL.
That is true. Derek Carr is 8-1. Aaron Rodgers, 8-1. Matt Ryan, 10-1. You want to guess what Ryan Tannehill is? 66-1.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad long shot bet, right? Doesn't he always throw for over 4,000 yards?
Yeah, but just the offensive game plan.
Right.
Like you have Jay Ajayi coming off a Pro Bowl year, you're not going to let Tannehill throw the ball 45, 50 times a game. Drew Brees is about to sling that rock.
Deshaun Watson is 200-1. Mitchell Trubisky is 200-1.
I can't pick a rookie because if they throw for 4,000 yards in 8 games, then they're going to get figured out, and those defenses are going to start throwing some crap at them. Young guys always fall off.
Want to know your guy, Dak Prescott, Falero?
What is he, like 24-1?
66-1.
Wow.
With that run game?
They've got no run game anymore. Ezekiel Elliott's in trouble.
He's going to be fine.
Their run game is gone.
He's going to be fine. They'll slap his little wrist. Okay, Zeke, no preseason games for you.
You can't knock out the DJ.
What if the DJ did? I heard he did something vulgar to a female. What if it was defending the honor of a female friend?
Is that really what happened?
That's what I heard. And this is all alleged. But yeah, they said he physically or verbally disrespected a girl with Zeke, and Zeke knocked him to sleep.
All right.
So, but I've actually got in trouble in college for that same situation. So I don't think
defending a girl's honor.
Yeah, well, I saw people arguing and went over there and, mushed the dude in the face, and then came and the girl
said. You saw people arguing.
Yeah.
And so you said, I'm gonna let me see what I can do here. I'm a big guy, yeah. So I'm gonna see if I can break this up.
It was a movie. Saw the guy driving the car down the sidewalk, the woman walking real fast, him turning on the sidewalk.
Oh, this was a fight between a guy and a girl.
And I'm in Gainesville. We're sitting at the barbershop on a Saturday, sitting out front, drinking Crush Orange, and just hanging out, you know, at the barbershop. And see it, was like, yeah, I'm going to walk over here, just bop on over.
Drinking Crush Orange.
Crush Orange. And yeah, just like, hey, man, take it easy. Nah, man, ain't going to be no fighting. Take it easy. And then the dude, kind of grabbed me and pulled my arm, like, hey, get out of here. None of your business. And when he pulled me, I brought the left around. I didn't hit him, but I, palmed his face with my left hand and kind of mushed him away from me.
And let me guess, she went to his side.
Police came. What happened? Me and my boyfriend were arguing. He came over and pushed my boyfriend. I said, ma'am?
You had no business in this.
Ma'am?
Did you ma'am her?
Ma'am? I said it about 10 times. The officer even looked at me like, what's wrong with you? I was like, what?
You had like that Rojo meltdown where you just
exactly.
kept saying the same thing over?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
So you were defending her honor,
ma'am.
And then, as always happens, she sides with the boyfriend.
Defusing the situation. Didn't he know these people? Didn't get arrested, but yeah, I got detained. Police officer was like, okay, you go, we'll do something. And then the police officer, he was cool, and he was like, hey, man, what happened? I said, they were arguing. They went to cussing each other out. I got in the middle. He grabbed my right arm. He swung me around, so I mushed him. Mushed him in his face. No big deal. No harm, no foul.
Ma'am. Hold on. Someone's at the door.
El Clasico tickets. They said the cheap sheets are cheap sheets. Cheap sheets. The cheap seats.
That's when he melts down. He has like a disconnect and he'll just say the same thing over and over.
Ma'am.
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 Ma'am. Did you read, because I texted you guys last night, an article from the New York Post about a guy whose wallet got picked off in the subway and he chased the dude down. Did you watch any of that video or read the story?
That was awesome.
Talk about inserting yourself. But so you were just being a good Samaritan. But this dude on the subway in New York, he dropped his wallet and then saw a dude take it from underneath his chair and then hop off the train. And this dude, like, chased him. He found him at another stop. Like, it was a whole long story. But he ended up grabbing this guy. He was a big dude. And the guy that had taken the wallet was a smaller dude. And he was holding him and taking selfies with him. Like, he kept telling the guy to empty his pockets. Guy wouldn't empty his pockets. It was a great story, man.
I just don't know how the guy that size caught him.
It was a big dude.
It was
Biggie Smalls like chasing down Sam Madison.
That's what it was.
That's the and exact visual.
Biggie snuck up on Sam.
Yeah.
But one thing, the dude that caught the criminal, he was a light skinned fellow.
Light skinned wonder.
We're blowing up.
He wasn't a light skinned fellow.
Yeah, he was. The big fat dude. He was a red dude.
Biggie?
Light skinned wonder.
I don't think so.
I'm encouraging us all around, baby.
I think you have the story wrong.
No. Look at the picture. The guy that stole it, the little bitty guy, he liked Flavor Flav. The big dude, he looked like one of the light-skinned fat boy. What's his name?
Oh, Marky D?
He looked like Marky D caught Flavor Flav. That's what the picture was.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know who passed for the most yardage in the NFL last season, but I do know the light-skinned dude from the fat boys.
Light-skinned wonder.
Different lives.
According to Bovada, player to record the most passing touchdowns in the 2017 regular season.
Brady.
Tom Brady's 4-1. Ryan Tannehill, you want to guess?
66.
He is the biggest long shot on the list, 50-1.
Is everybody on the list?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, don't tell me that the ugly boy in L.A. got him or something
like
that.
No, because they do like, you know, they'll do, but I mean, there's 20 quarterbacks on the list. Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, Ryan, Carr, Luck, Rivers, Roethlisberger, Manning, Winston, Cousins, Mariota, Palmer, Stafford, Wilson, Dalton, Prescott, and Ryan Tannehill.
Numbers aren't that bad, but I wouldn't bet that for Tannehill.
Let's see. Player to record the most interceptions thrown in the 2017 season?
Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler. I don't even think he's going to play,
no.
Is he? He's not even on the list.
I would say a young guy.
It's actually not.
Really?
Yeah, we're just not. We haven't talked about it NFL enough to have all the quarterbacks front of your mind.
Is it Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers is 6-1.
Wow.
But there's somebody ahead of him.
I don't know who's going to start for the Jets.
Probably McCown, I'm guessing. But
Let's see if he's on there.
I don't see him on there. Probably because they don't know. Blake Bortles is the favorite at 9-2.
He's going to keep being terrible?
Blake, I mean, have you seen anything that would make you believe he's not?
He would have never popped in my mind.
Blake Bortles, 9-2. Jared Goff, 6-1. Eli Manning, 6-1. Phillip Rivers and Jameis Winston, 6-1. Ryan Tannehill, 25-1.
Eli's a terrible bet. They got to start running the ball more. They ran the ball like there was games where they ran the ball the entirety. The Giants, 6 times a game, 7 times a game, 5 times a game. They have to run the ball more. Eli's a bad bet.
But didn't they just add Brandon Marshall?
Yes.
Yes.
They have an awesome Sterling Shepard. We talked about it. Sterling Shepard, yeah. Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall. You have to, you cannot win throwing the ball 60 times a game. You have to learn how to run the ball if you're going to play the big. What happened to the Giants? Because they had a good regular season. And they got into those teams that could grind a little bit. And, yeah, Dallas was giving them hell.
Yeah, but the Giants beat us twice.
They beat them twice. But I'm just saying, I think if the Giants continue to throw the ball 50 to 60 times a game, they have no chance of winning this year. I don't care if they add Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson.
Player to record the most rushing yards next season? This season?
Zeke.
Zeke is 7-2. There's someone ahead of him.
Le'Veon?
Le'Veon Bell. Hmm. From a family feud.
LeSean McCoy high.
LeSean McCoy 20-1.
That's not a bad bet.
Jay Ajayi is 16-1.
No. Nope. Because I think Jay. Do you think Jay Ajayi can have a better year than he did last year?
Wow. If he can, you've got something special.
Well. Let me rephrase that. Would you bet your money on him having a better year than he had last year?
A better year.
Somewhat equal, maybe. But he had 3 200-yard games. That's unheard of. That's why his jersey's in Canton.
Right.
You don't have 3 200-yard games in the season. It's going to be tough to duplicate that performance.
Regular season wins, according to Bovada, over-under for the Miami Hurricanes. Moving to college football here. Miami Hurricanes.
8.
Over-under set at 9.
Under.
I'd have to look through the schedule just to see.
Don't want to go to my same point with the Canes all the time. Who is touching that rock every play?
Floyd Mayweather's odds have come down. This is Bovada's just sent out all their odds. Floyd Mayweather is down to minus 500. Conor McGregor's down to plus 350. Conor McGregor was plus 800 when this opened.
Does that mean people are pouring money on Conor?
Yep. Pouring money on Conor McGregor.
People believe in one lucky punch.
I guess so.
What movie is that? That it works.
One like lucky punch.
The great white hype and all. Remember?
Was that Woody Harrelson?
it sounded good and they built it up and then they got knocked out. Or like, hey, you know. Well, Rocky wasn't supposed to win. So then Rocky comes.
Well,
back
Rocky
and beats
didn't win the
wasn't.
First fight though. Remember, he lost to Apollo Creed.
Is it Drago and Rocky?
Drago.
Rocky wasn't supposed to. He was supposed to be a machine. Rocky wasn't supposed to be able to fight him. It was supposed to be curtains for Rock.
Certainly, it was a huge underdog that the Russian, the Soviet crowd would start cheering for Rocky.
Yep.
That was unheard of in those days.
That's what they're playing off of. They're like, I'm saying, you like Rudy, which is not real, and people are betting off of Rocky.
Rudy is a real story.
No,
it's a true story.
No, it's not.
It's a true story.
Go look the research. He didn't get a sack.
I did the research. I saw the movie.
He didn't get a sack. That story is it is a sorry walk-on that just worked real hard. The coaches loved him, but he didn't even get in the game.
Not so certain that you're
right. There's something certain.
I'm not so certain.
The man didn't get a sack, didn't get in the game. It's a story to say, hey, work hard all your life. That story could have been filmed in a coal mine.
All right, we got to take a break. Something happened yesterday on Twitter. Do we have a traffic report coming up in this break? I don't even know when we play traffic.
No, traffic report's the next break. We have a weather report coming up.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I mean, you said it to me. Like, I guess I should know. It's my show.
Yeah. And you do the weather.
I should probably know. Well, I know the weather's coming up, but I hadn't asked that. I'm going to drop a couple thunder boomers on you because I know it annoys you.
The hell is that?
I just like saying it because, I mean, Crowder rolls his eyes every time. Instead of saying thunderstorm, I say thunder boomer.
It's so damn silly. It's not even, it's nothing.
No, it's thunder boomer, thunderstorm.
No one's ever heard of that.
A lot of bad rain out right now, so be careful if you're out there driving. I just gave you the weather. I'm going to give it to you again here in a second. But yesterday I tweeted out video of our Aussie traffic reporter. Everybody always texts in, what does she look like? What does she look like? So I tweeted out video, and I'm going to go try to track her down. I'm going to go creep on her right now.
Leave that girl alone.
Tweet out some more video. People love her. They love her. That Aussie accent.
That's weird, man.
What?
That you're going to the girl just to hear her talk.
I'm not going to.
You're leaving this studio to go mess with that girl.
I'm going to go get some video of her doing traffic so people can see what she looks like because people are fascinated by it.
That's not your job.
If you want to see the Aussie traffic reporter, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Hochman, MarkHochman. I bet she's going to be happy to see me when I go find her.
Who's been happy to see you in your whole life?
Lots of people. Let me give you a little weather update. This is like the hottest song in the world right now. I don't get it.
What? That's a little hyperbole.
Hyperbole. This is the hottest song in the world.
This 11-year-old boy made the hottest song in the world. Get out of here.
Well, he just did a remix. Like this song...
It's Louis Fonsi.
It existed before Justin Bieber. I saw a story on it. He literally heard this song in a club, called the producer, and said, I want to do a remix with my voice on it. Can you set it up for tomorrow?
Really?
So the song was made, and he just said, all right, I'm going to go in there and sing a little bit before, during, after... I'm done. I'm Justin Bieber. Now it's his song.
Does he know Spanish?
Nope. There's a great video of him in a nightclub. This song comes on. They want him to sing it. And he doesn't know the words because it's in Spanish. And so he just starts going.
He sings like you.
Yeah. Yeah. How I do every song.
Is he famous? Like, is his voice beautiful? I don't listen to crap like that. I don't like Justin Bieber, so I don't know. He's got a good voice.
He was known for his singing voice, and then he became like gangster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does his dumb antics make me overlook his great? Because I think like Bruno Mars kills him. Like the voice of Bruno, I see Bruno's talent.
No, Justin Bieber could sing, but his good antics, like you said, got
I'll go with you, Lero, because you're the baby of.
I'm 47. I don't know what's popular. I don't know an artist that appears on Saturday Night Live or Jimmy Fallon. I don't know anyone.
If a police officer pulls over a 47-year-old man listening to Bieber, he should lock you up.
Right. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong. Because you got to be on 80s on 8 or Yacht Rock.
Oh.
Those are my two things, man.
I'm going to Baker act you if I ever find you with a Justin Bieber CD. Just
I'm sorry, Lori. For his own good, we...
just evaluate him, Doc. Just let me know everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm all about Yacht Rock. During the commercial break, I did track down our Aussie traffic reporter. She's got an update, a traffic report coming up this break?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay, so our Aussie traffic reporter, her name is Amelia. People are always texting us. I'm not lying, right? People are always texting us. Yes. What does she look like? I hear the traffic. She's got this. A lot of people think it's a British accent. It's not. It's Aussie. So I.
Australian.
I walked down the hallways here and I tweeted out the video of Amelia in her natural habitat. Her traffic studio. It's in her natural habitat.
They're acting like this is a safari.
It was a lot of people have never seen this in real life. This is like a safari. And she's excited that she wants everyone to follow her on Twitter. She's excited that that people have an interest in her. And you will see, she didn't know I was coming. She was so excited that the video was on, that we were going to post video of her in the traffic studio. So you can see it right now on Twitter at Mark Hochman, MarkHochman.
We have tracked down.
We've tracked down the rare,
elusive
Aussie traffic bird in its natural habitat.
Leave that girl alone, man.
At Mark Hochman.
Send us to one of those
HR meetings. See her on Twitter. I've already got to fill one of those out.
See?
Yeah. But this is, I'm telling you, she was excited to show you around the studio. Watch the video. She's excited to show you how traffic gets done here.
Can you promise me this? If I have to go to an HR meeting because of your actions, I can hit you.
We'll talk about it during the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.